John S. Doyle is here with what it says in the papers.
He does not speak for us. The Irish Daily Mail's lead headline sums up the general reaction in the papers to what the mixed martial arts fighter Conor McGregor said yesterday in the White House about Ireland and immigration. Gift of the Gobdaw, says the Irish Daily Star headline covering the same story. The Star, the Mail and the Irish Independent all have the same front page picture. It shows McGregor bending over with his arm around the neck of the US President Donald Trump, their heads almost touching, both men grinning. The remark by the White House press secretary that we couldn't think of a better guest to have with us on St. Patrick's Day is widely quoted. The Taoiseach, Simon Harris, clearly does not agree. He said that McGregor doesn't speak for the people of Ireland and has no mandate to do so. The Labour Party leader Ivana Bacik is quoted in the Irish Times as saying that McGregor's comments on Ireland losing its Irishness were outrageous and do not reflect the positive diversity of modern Ireland. In the Times lead story, Jack Power reports that the pharmaceutical industry has waged a huge lobbying campaign over the last 2 years with a view to watering down proposed regulations for the sector, which it has warned could cost manufacturing jobs in Ireland and Europe. Power says the paper has seen correspondence in which big pharma companies said they were disappointed and concerned at the lack of support offered by the government to the sector as it pushed back against proposed European Union reforms. The Independent reports that the state has spent almost €8 million in 5 years defending legal cases taken by parents fighting for an assessment of needs for their children. That story is by Ellen Coyne. Online deceit is the main topic for the Irish Examiner. The paper says that known Russian and Chinese influence networks sent more than 7,500 posts about Ireland on social media in the last year, according to a European intelligence report. Cormac O'Keefe writes that Ireland is still without a state structure to counter disinformation and foreign influence. A security source is quoted as saying, where a lot of disinformation was identifiable before, with artificial intelligence it will be harder and harder to detect, and the origins of it more and more opaque. From fake news to steak news. In the Independent's farming supplement, it is reported that restaurant owners say they may soon have to charge €50 for steaks as beef prices continue to rise. The price of fuel is another topic covered elsewhere in the Independent. Charlie Weston writes that more and more motorists are turning to public transport as people cut back on the amount of driving they do because of rising fuel prices. He says that, according to a survey for the Aviva Insurance Company, people in their 30s and early 40s are more likely to have cut back on the use of their car, and women are more inclined to reduce their driving. A spokeswoman for Aviva said the research indicates that these rising costs are also encouraging motorists to switch to electric vehicles.
And that's John S. Doyle.